you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, just think about this. I mean, no matter how bad the last time you were truly embarrassed was, I mean, think about this. What's the worst? You fell on your face while walking down the sidewalk, you know, and everybody saw you. Or your dress blew up and everybody saw what was under. I don't know. You just, whatever the really big embarrassing thing was, you didn't have to be accused of being Pierre Delecto. So as bad as it was, you still had a pretty good day that day. Mitt Romney. All right, so wanted to bring your attention to. Here's what I want to do before we're done. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, if you're in New York, and you're listening to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer here in New York. At 8:40, I will be on. We're going to promote the next Dining Out Dialogues, which is going to be on November the 1st at Bobby Vann's. By the way, congressional candidates are going to be joining us because there are at least four seats that I believe we could win to help take back Congress. I believe that we can win the AOC New York 14th. I believe that we can win the New York 11. I believe that we can win New York 18. That's the Chris. That's the Shell Farley race. Chris Farley. Wrong Farley. Shell Farley. My brain's not working. And I also believe that we can win the New Jersey 5 race. That's the Josh Gottheimer seat. But we need to see Gottheimer, Rose, AOC, and Mr. Maloney all headed home after the next election. And so we're gonna talk to people from those races that are going to be joining us. And I've got a special announcement about another appearance that's going to make their appearance at the Dining Out Dialogues on November the 1st at Bobby Vann's, 230 Park Avenue in the historic Helmsley Building. You don't want to miss this. Joe Borelli's filling in for Joe Piscopo tomorrow, and I'm going to join him at 8:40 to give you this very big announcement. So join me then, all right? Now, there was a story that ran earlier today that's actually been documented. Here's the headline. As Halloween approaches, thousands of witches will cast a binding spell on Donald Trump. Actually, this group of people, which is now over 13,000, have been trying to do this ever since he came into office. See, I actually believe in the supernatural. And in the story, they talk about how they're invoking demons. Like, I believe that's all real. The thing that I'm thankful for tonight is that there are literally millions, not thousands, but millions of Christians praying for Donald Trump. And I just don't think that a few witches are any match for the angel Gabriel and company. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.